Ask Alex normally isn't a mystery, but today it kind of is. I think this is way too hyped up.
Everything involved the weather today, the dark clouds, this segment. I'm shooketh, guys. I am shooketh.
Now we're speaking biblical. But to wrap it up, Rosa emailed us, joanalexshow@gmail.com. Her boss had her come into the office to do something. She noticed one of the tabs had open on his computer had how to get away with murder on it. And then she gives us all this backstory stuff that I guess she knows about her boss, that he's recently divorced after, like, what, 19 years or something like that.
Yeah, his kids don't want anything to do with him. They all sided with the mom.
Which happens. I mean, that sucks, but it happens.
He recently got a gun and started going to the gun range. He's super socially awkward, very, like, introverted, that kind of oddball type. Amber wrote on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9, just mind your own business. It was probably the TV show. I mean, if someone was really trying to do something like that, I think that they wouldn't do the research on their own computer, especially if he watches TV shows like How to Get Away with Murder, NCIS, etc. He would know better, LOL. Deidre says she should follow her intuition. Most times when things like these get our hairs on the back of our neck to stand, it's usually for the right reason. We always talk ourselves out of these reactions because we don't want to think bad of someone. I'd call and talk to someone. Brittany, you can't ignore this. What if someone ends up dead? You'll never forgive yourself. Can you send in an anonymous tip to the police?
Yeah, but what if this guy ends up, like, not being a killer in the making and you're just screwing his already bad year
up? Well, Amy says, report it anonymously to HR or police. Get someone else involved. You can't let something horrible happen. The worst they'll do is investigate it further, but they're not going to fire him immediately. And if he does get fired and his life gets worse, at least no one ends up shot, as far as we know.
Hey, Alex, you're on the Joe and Alex show. You see both sides of this?
Yeah, I do kind of see both sides of it because I'm a psychology student at a local college. And, I mean, I don't think she should be able to report this anonymously because what if she's the only person who saw it? He's going to know where it came from. But besides the point,
people like that
who are socially awkward, they find something else to attach themselves to that doesn't make them the focal point of being socially awkward. So what I think she should do, because she's been in kind of a rock and a hard place right now, she should watch the show herself if she doesn't watch it. And like nonchalantly bring it up and ask him about the show to see if he's really trying to watch the show or if he's got something more detrimental in mind.
Oh, like if she says to her boss, did you see How to Get Away with Murder last night? And he's like, no, I don't watch that show. Then she's like, oh my God, he was Googling How to Get Away with Murder.
I would be absolutely mortified if I turn on TV one day before, I go into work and find out that something happened to somebody I know or that care about or his family or something like that, and I could have done something to stop it and I didn't.
Yeah, but
so
you're
I would
I get that, Alex, but man, I don't think you guys realize the ramifications if you're wrong too. You're really gonna screw this guy up even more. And all he has, it sounds like right now, is How to Get Away with Murder or Making a Murder and his freaking job. And now he's gonna probably have that be an issue too. I mean, talk about awkward. Jeez, I just don't know. Kari, whatever the heck. Good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex show.
So I'm thinking, what if their company has an IT department and they could maybe have access to his computer to look it up from there? If she has that big of a concern that he's, Googling things he shouldn't, maybe the IT department can look into it and then they can make the assessment if it needs to go further.
Do you think that even needs to happen, though? Like, I feel like that's such an extreme.
I don't know if it needs to. It's just more or less like if that's where she's kind of more concerned about it before getting police involved. It's not, she can say, hey, I have a feeling that he might be looking at things if he's not supposed to. At least this way they're able to kind of say yes or no to that a little bit quickly, more quickly than, jumping into getting police and everyone else involved.
All right. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning to the Joe and Alex show.
Amanda tweeted us at Joe and Alex show. Gun range is probably a stress relief. If not, she should be friendly, not paranoid. Just get to know him better. Stephanie said at Joe and Alex show, chill out. You're trying to find reasons to make him a bad guy. Hashtag overreact much.
You always love to get excited about stuff. I think you're kind of feeding into her, her concerns.
When she first started telling the story, did I or did I not say, oh, he just Googled how to get away with murder, not that big of a deal? It was all the other details involved that make this
that's
kind of weird.
You're convinced that there's going to be a shooting now. You're totally
I don't know.
That's going to happen.
I don't know.